my friends, and we're going to have just a few minutes to talk to our adults and teens who are with us today for our own special adult moment. Holiday gatherings, they're coming quickly. I know several of you are preparing. In fact, I ran into a couple of us who said, "This is very stressful, Pastor George. This is a lot of work. It's a lot of things to be doing." And I said, "God help you, my friends. God help you. It's true. The holidays can be a time of great gladness, but also a time of sadness." Yeah. Even as I visit some, I find that the holidays remind them of what has been lost in the past year, or the days that were joyous before that seem so far away now and unable to be returned to. And as we think about what the scriptures have to say to us, I think it's true that both the sadness and the gladness are wrapped up in this morning's scripture text for us. We've been looking at the prophet Zechariah and the setting in which he found himself hearing the voice of God and encouraging the people to hear it as well. There was some sadness in the community, as well as some gladness that would come through Zechariah's sometimes difficult words. You may remember when we started speaking from Zechariah a few weeks ago, we landed ourselves in the year 520 BC. It had been 66 years since God's people had been taken out of the land and virtually ruined by it, by Nebuchadnezzar's overrun of them. But the Lord had said to them this was all due to their refusal to hear his voice, their refusal to trust him, their determination to trust in themselves and the idols on every side. And as we enter into the text this morning, I want you to hear with me, if you will, the word of the Lord through Zechariah the prophet as it is written in chapter 8, beginning at verse 14. This is what the Lord Almighty says. "Just as I had determined to bring disaster upon you and showed you no pity when your fathers angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judea. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak truth to each other. Rend sound judgments in your courts. Do not plot evil against your neighbor. And do not love to swear falsely. I hate all of this, declares the Lord." Again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what he said. "The fasts of the fourth and fifth and seventh and tenth months will become joyful and glad occasions, happy festivals for you in Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace." This is what the Lord Almighty says. "Many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come, and the inhabitants of one city will say to those in another, 'Come, let us go at once and entreat of the Lord and ask the Lord Almighty, seeking him. I am going myself.' And many peoples, many nations, powerful ones, will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to ask of him." This is what the Lord Almighty says. "In those days, 10 men with 10 different languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jewish person by the hem of their robe and say, 'Let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you.'" For 66 years, these had been days of remorse for God's people. Times to consider what they'd lost. And just like us at sacred holidays, we're reminded of, as I mentioned before, what has gone before us. Maybe like Ebenezer Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, we look longingly at the years gone past, wishing we could go back and change just one response, just one conversation that could have made all the difference for us in the present and even the future. But it is not so. We cannot go back. The days of remorse were many for God's people, for in the 66 years since the temple was destroyed, they made a note of every mistake that still haunted them, especially those who could remember what it was like in those glorious days. They had 4 days of fasting, days of sacred sadness, as you will. The first was the 10th month. They remembered that that was when Nebuchadnezzar's armies had surrounded the city wall and just dug in. The most powerful army in the world was now surrounding them. There was no hope. There was no way out. It was a siege. They remembered what it was like to lose their freedom. They remembered what it was like to live in constant fear that at any moment, at any time, everything could be taken away. Sometimes we feel that. We feel afraid. At any moment, I could lose this job. At any moment, this relationship could fall apart. I feel the bondage of what I have to say and what I have to do just to survive. It was a day of sadness to remember that 10th month. But then there was the breach. A year and a half later, when finally the walls could take it no more and all of the digging of the army finally reached inside. They broke through, and there was chaos and death and blood everywhere. It was the day of the breach, the day the city fell. No one escaped. Then there was the 5th month, the very next month. Through the course of those weeks, the armies had destroyed everything. They burned every house. They burned the temple. They knocked every stone down. They took everyone captive who could work. They killed everyone who tried to escape. They left the poorest people. It was the day that the fire took the city completely. The day when all hope was gone. We remember the days of our losses. When we saw the fire take from us the securities, the things that we had, their days of mourning still. And then there was the fast of the 7th month. 2 months after the evil king had left his governor in charge, some people decided they'd assassinate the governor he left in charge. Oh, you fool, what have you done? He'll come back and kill us all. And the people fled to Egypt just to get away, in praying that it would end, that no one would know what had happened. Oh, there have been times when we've run away from the courses of our actions, things we'd rather not remember, saying, oh, this is the worst. Why did I do that? If only I could have turned back and changed that action based on revenge, based on bitterness, those words that I said that made it even worse than before. Yeah, sometimes when we get together with the people who are closest to us, we're reminded of what's happened. We're reminded of sad moments. But even into this difficult time, the Lord says, I will turn these times into days of joy. I will turn even your saddest memories into glad ones. As you see not just what you've lost, but what I'm able to make good again. Even things in the past you cannot change are things that I can use to make a force for good in your life, to show you better ways, higher ways, blessings for you and for all who know you. This is what I will bring, God says. This is what God says to us now. There are days of hope that are ahead for you. I will bring good to you again. Sometimes that's hard to see because it's so otherworldly. It takes a prophet to remind us that God's intentions for us are always for good, that his desires are for us, that what has been lost because of our sin, our destructiveness, even our stupid mistakes, are things that he has a way of reclaiming. God will bring good again, verse 15. And here's what he asks of us, that he may continue it. He says, speak truth, verse 16 and 17, to each other. Enough with manipulation and deception and lies to keep up that good false front. Enough with making everything perfect when they all come over so that you can prove how good you are. Speak the truth with kindness. Give justice. Treat people fairly. Not in vengefulness for how they messed you up. Don't remind them. Justice is served by God's own hand. It's not ours to do anything but offer justice and kindness. Let go of evil. So many times it creeps in, giving us thoughts of what we might say or do to prove ourselves, to maintain our place. No. Let go of evil. Verse 17. Be done with thoughts of what you can do because you can. Think more about what God longs to do through you. What is the result? Oh, it's beautiful. Didn't you hear it? People from everywhere will come and say, we've heard that God is with you. We see there's something to you, something that blesses and does not curse, something that chooses the good and not the wrong, something that blesses others and loves and doesn't selfishly always look for its own gain, something that strives to give away honor instead of acquiring it for ourselves. Oh, we have heard that God is with you. How will it be for you this holiday season? How will it be for you? Will it be a day of sacred sadness, reminders of what's gone and never coming back? Or will it be these times of joy? Or will these be times of joy, times of justice, kindness, love, generosity, no thought of self? For those of us who are God's own, we have come and seen his ways. We've discovered his truth, his justice, his kindness. For those who have not yet known this God, but only see him as a relic of a dark age who seeks vengeance on people who are evil, I have good news for you. God's days of goodness toward you are real. He longs to show you his kindness. And the final words that Zechariah lies out become so beautiful for us as well. The final words that God says before his prophecies end and the oracles begin in the following chapters. Let us go with you because we have heard that God is with you. What do the people in your life say and hear from you? Do they see the kindness of God? Do they see the joy with which the Holy Spirit is reclaiming even the lost and broken things in your life and mine? Oh, how he longs to turn our sad times into joyous times. And the truth is, this prophecy remains unfulfilled unto this day, for there will come a day. May it come soon. When the Lord will return to the very place from which he left, the holy space in the Middle East, and all nations' eyes will be riveted to him, and they will say to his people, let us go with you. We have heard that God is with you. Oh, I hope they will say it of me. I hope they will say it of you. Even while we wait, let us long that God will come in us and turn our sadness to joy, that we may be those who point the way to his coming. Let us pray. Father, you are the God who longs to bring good upon the earth. You have drawn near. You've shown yourself to be with us through your Son, Jesus, who now waits for that sacred day when you grant him the timing to come to show that you are indeed for us and not against us. Help us in this season to anticipate with joy, with kindness, with justice, to put evil behind us, to be the people with whom you bless and walk and love and share. We will feel days of remorse, perhaps this next week and the week that follows. But we are grateful that your power and your forgiveness is real for us. Help us to forgive ourselves and others just as you forgive us. How beautiful it will be, even now, as you turn our days of remorse to days of joy. Grant us faith and strength through Christ our Lord. Amen. As we prepare for our time of corporate prayer, let us stand and sing together a song of prayer, "While We Are Waiting, Come."
Jesus.